By the way, here it's 10:22 in the morning on this February 18th. Did Leroy Van Dyke call you this morning?
Leroy Van Dyke called me this morning at 8:30, which is what he's done for the last at least 10 years. And maybe in a year, he might miss two or three times. Otherwise, I can count on it. Like, he had a hip replacement 2 weeks ago, so that morning he couldn't call me. It's something like that. Or if he's in Wyoming where he's still having phone service. But as soon as he gets to the phone, he calls me. And I don't know why that started or how it started, but I love it. I've heard his same stories a dozen times, and I never get tired of hearing them.
How long do you guys talk every morning?
About 30 minutes, because Peggy Raines calls at 9 o'clock. So he'll look at the clock. He's about ready for Miss Peggy time. So
who calls at 9?
Peggy Raines.
She calls every day, too?
Uh-huh.
Well, we know Leroy Van Dyke from The Auctioneer and Walk On By. Mm-hmm. I think he's 91 years old now.
92.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Pretty amazing. That's a great story.
Yes, it is. And he works about 30 dates a year with a full band. He works in California, Florida, wherever. And he's so young looking for his age.
Peggy Raines, tell us about her.
Well, Peggy, her husband's a dentist. They live in Pryor, Oklahoma. And several years ago, her husband called me and wanted me to take her to Nashville and record an album for their family of her singing and use the same type musician as Reba would use if she was going. And I said, well, we can do that. It's going to be pretty expensive. And he said, well, I want to do this for her for her 25th wedding anniversary. And I said, okay. So I set it up and we went and recorded an album. It came out pretty good. We didn't expect it to do anything as far as commercial, but I started sending it around to different people that I knew. Of course, Billy Parker helped a lot. Sent it overseas. The title song on it was It's a Good Day. It's an old Peggy Lee song from the 40s. Right after Peggy did, Sleep at the Wheel, it's a Good Day. And that thing started playing over there and got popular, and they started ordering CDs from all over Europe, just as quick as we could get them, we'd have them sold. And all at once, she's a household name in the country music world. She did some shows with George Jones, some with Charlie Pride. I was able to get her a deal where she'd be able to do that album with David Frizzell. We ended up doing four albums all together of hers, and then one with David. And then Billy Parker was on the one with her, and they did two songs of just unbelievably good. And so that's how that happened, is an accident. Nobody's smart or brilliant or anything, you know, because she's a lady 50 years old at the time, and 50 year old people don't become stars, you know.
Yep.
So that's where our friendship started, and it had developed. So they came pick me up last night, and we went over to Tucson. That's the Peggy Raines story.
That's a great story.
Wonderful person.
Yeah.
Yeah.